Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
The common idiom is, you can't make this up. Do you know the meaning of Herod? Here it is, quote, to shudder with terror, hence to fear, also to hasten with anxiety, to be or make afraid, discomfit, quake, tremble. That wouldn't have anything to do with the story, would it? Well, here's what we have. A strong force of enemy troops are positioned on the hill of Moreh in the center of the valley. They can see anyone coming from any direction. Gideon is a farm boy conscripted to be the general. God better have some secret weapon to help him. The Lord says to him, quote, the people who are with you are too many. Judges 7:2. Exactly. I was thinking the same. Far too few. Wait, did you say too many? Yes, Gideon. Too many for me to give the Midianites into their hands, lest Israel claim glory for itself against me, saying, my own hand has saved me. So Gideon was instructed to tell his troops, quote, whoever is afraid, yes, that's the word harod, let him turn and depart at once. Verse 3, with dismay, no doubt, Gideon watched as 22,000 of the 32,000 there headed back to the dens and caves in the hills. Still too many, verse 4, said the Lord. Let them all have a drink at the water flowing from the spring. Watch carefully. Those who kneel down at the water can go home too. But those who keep vigilant while drinking, those are the ones to keep. Quote, and the number of those who lapped, putting their hand to their mouth, was 300 men, verse 6. So this would be Gideon's force. At this point, God tells him to personally spy on the enemy camp, and, if he's afraid, to take his servant. Of course, he took his servant. And as they sat in the dark, what did they hear? The Midianites were afraid of him. Yes, God is the supreme change agent.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.